one of the players that made it through minicamp, is actually going to join us right now, and that's he's our focus of this week's Piffles Player Profile.
I really want to know.
We're joined this week by a standout from Riders Minicamp, Xavian Bingham. Xavian, thanks so much for taking our call.
It's a pleasure.
Now, first off, on behalf of Rider Nation, I suppose, welcome to Riderville. We got to ask you, what was your experience like in Florida for minicamp? What was that whole situation like?
It was rather grammatical. You know, I'd never been through a situation that I was in down there in Florida, like graduating college, going down my first time at a minicamp, kind of nervous. I was nervous a little bit, but after I got the play style in, it was all right.
Now, it was rumored that you were going to be signing in the NFL with the Baltimore Ravens, but that didn't exactly happen to work out. Could you tell us exactly what happened there?
During the process, me and my agents didn't know whether I get picked up in the draft or not, or would I get picked up after the draft due to numbers that I had and film that I had coming out of college, because I went to a two-year institute, then I transferred in to a four-year college. And the scouts were kind of saying that I didn't have enough film. The best thing I would probably get was a rookie minicamp invite. But me and Coach Jones, now we had came to a conclusion where if I had to get some out of the draft or after the draft, I would get released and be able to play and see how that goes. And if it didn't work out, I'd be able to come back. But what had happened was that when it was time for the Ravens to bring me in, assignment, whatever, I couldn't get in. Well, I couldn't really get in touch with them at the time. And it was the Ravens like, well, we already found another guy, so it was basically too late. But, I mean, I'm not complaining about it. Coach Allen's a great guy. I'm ready to come to Riderville and just, you know, do what I love to do.
Now, I'm not exactly sure if you've been told what Riderville is like, but basically picture a college atmosphere where people here live and die with the Rough Riders. We're a pretty small place, all things considered, and we kind of call it a fishbowl, as it were. Is that the kind of scenario or situation that you can thrive in?
Oh, yes, sir, for sure. I can adjust to any atmosphere, so I'm not worried about that. I'm ready to come to play football and win some games, possibly get the Grey Cup, get me a ring.
So we still have to go through the main training camp and the preseason games. What type of talents do you have that you can show in training camp and the preseason games to secure a spot on the team?
I'm going to show physicality, aggressive, speed for the position. I'm very explosive. Refuse to be blocked on the edge. I'm setting the edge real good and play great man-to-man.
Now, just reading through your timeline on Twitter, you seem pretty focused on just playing football and you want to win. What goals do you have this season to consider your season a success?
Well, I plan to come in, like me and Coach John talked about. I'm working hard to become Rookie of the Year, CFL All-Star. I'm like a team player, so whatever, you know, whatever it takes to win with my team, you know. At the end of the day, stats don't matter, so, I mean, you know, whatever fits the team, I'm down with it.
So, outside of football, what is Xavian like? What would you like the fans in Saskatchewan to know about you?
I'm kind of like an easygoing guy. I like to fish and hunt, but I don't know if that's available in Saskatchewan. But I'm like a country style guy, southern guy.
Oh, you'll find that here. I promise you that. All right, Xavian, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you in training camp and in the preseason games in just over a month.
All right, thank you so much.